Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, one of the Campus Life pastors here at LifePoint. We continued in our series this past week, Love Songs, where we're talking about how God's design for human love is a reflection of an even greater love. This book, The Song of Solomon, or The Song of Songs, written by Solomon, and just wisdom for relationships. Many people have tried to discern, is this an allegory? Is this specific to him? Was this an actual relationship? Or is it just wisdom? One of the things that we've learned from it, regardless of your take on it, is that this is a relationship that follows from attraction to dating, to engagement, to the wedding night, to intimacy, to conflict, to marriage. There's really, the entire trajectory of relationships are found here, and there's so much wisdom to learn. At this point, the end of chapter one and into chapter two, we see that they're now starting to date. They're starting to spend time together, starting to cherish one another, talking to each other about how much they care about the other person in terms of their beauty, and they're starting to almost lavish their love on one another. And then she says in chapter 2, verse 1, I'm a rose of Sharon, a lily of the valleys. And he says back to her, as a lily among brambles, so is my love among the young women. It's as if she's saying, and as if you look at these words and what they mean in Hebrew, that she's saying, I'm a common flower among all the flowers in the valley. That's what she's saying. I don't stand out. I'm just one of the flowers. And he's like, no. You are the flower among brambles, like a lily, in all of the weeds. You're the one for me. So he's reassuring her and just cherishing her, right? And so she starts to grow secure. And as chapter two goes on, you start to see that they're dating. They're spending time together. They're having to put guardrails on their relationship. And then in chapter 2, verse 13, it says this, something very interesting I found. The fig tree ripens at fig, the fig tree ripens at figs, and the vines are in blossom. They give forth fragrance. Arise, my love, my beautiful one, and come away. O my dove, in the clefts of the rocks, in the crannies of the cliff, let me see your face. Let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet and your face is lovely. So here she is saying that the more time we spend together, our love is starting to blossom like a fig tree that's ripening, like the vines are in blossom, like it's growing. Our love is growing and growing and growing. And then she says this, I want to see your face. I can't wait to see and hear your voice. In verse 15, catch the foxes for us, the little foxes that spoil the vineyards, for our vineyards are in blossom. It's very interesting that she says to him, I want you. I need you. I need you to protect us. The foxes would have been, the little animals that would have got into someone's vineyard and would have destroyed it, would have eaten the fruit and destroyed, the produce that's happening there. And in the same way, she's saying as much as she wants him, as much as she looks forward to hearing his voice, she needs him to help protect the things that could come up in their relationship. She needs him to be a protector. She goes on to say, my beloved is mine and I am his. He grazes among the lilies. Until the day breeze and the shadows flee, turn, my beloved, be like a gazelle or a young stag on a cleft mountain. She's saying to him, now remember earlier in the chapter, and maybe the earlier phase of dating, she's saying, I'm just a common flower. But now here she is, as she spent time with him, she's learning he protects her. She says, my beloved is mine and I am his. He grazes among the lilies. He's like this young stag, this male deer, this young buck that everyone in the valley, everyone in the valley is looking at. And as he grazes among the lilies, she knows that he is hers and that she is his. There's complete security now. He's created an atmosphere where he protects and he is, providing security in their relationship. She doesn't have to think about who he's looking at. Why does all this matter? Well, I think it says a couple of things for us married couples that we need to create, and regardless of whether you're male or female, we need to create an atmosphere where there's no insecurity in each other. We protect each other. That our children should see in us this relationship where we protect one another and create security for each other. We don't develop flirtations and relationships outside of that. Our kids need to see this because it sets a tone for them that when they start to date, when they start thinking about dating, they realize, this is the way it's supposed to work. there should be something bigger than just, you know, physical attraction here. And I think if you're single, I think you need to look, does this person I'm dating, do they create an atmosphere that protects me, protects our relationship emotionally, physically, spiritually? Do I have a relationship where I feel completely secure and I'm not at all concerned that this other person is out looking around? These are just things that I think God is showing us that there's a better way. And I think it all points back to a more beautiful love where we feel secure and protected in our relationship with God. That we have the Son of God who laid down his life for us. He chose us to be in a relationship. He creates an environment where we feel secure that we are children of God, born again in him because of what he did on the cross. That's a Savior that has provided, you know, protection and security. Lord, I pray that you help us to not only embrace that spiritually, but even practically in our relationships. And for all those who are struggling in relationships of dating or even trying to have this type of relationship in their marriage, God, give us wisdom. Give us strength to live it out the way you want. We ask that in your Son's name. Amen. Well, take a second before you move on to the next thing and pray through the things that God's put on your heart here. Till next time, God bless.